Today, we're going to be reviewing the book Situations 101, Relationships, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Bernadette Stanis is the author of the book. You know her from Good Times. She played Thelma Evans on that particular show. Bernadette, welcome to the Ink Spot with Stanley G. Robertson.
Well, hello there. I'm honored to be on today with you guys.
Where did you get all of these situations? Do you do a radio or newspaper article? It felt like sort of a Dear Abby
Dear
type
Abby.
Of advice.
Dear Abby. Yeah, I wrote it like that because it's basically the reason why I wrote it that way is because it's entertaining. But the stories are very true. They're very sad, some of them. That's why I said the good, the bad, and the ugly. And some are very beautiful. These are stories that are very real. I have counseled for many years, and I have heard these situations over and over again, actually, and many others. But I chose these because these were the ones that stood out to me.
One of the things that I noticed is that a lot of the women in particular seemed very gullible to some of the things that the men were laying on them. For example, situation number 22, our twisted honeymoon bed. This woman was engaged to a guy. The guy says to her, I'd like to bring another woman in and have this other woman have sex with us as a threesome on our honeymoon. However, this is the only time that I would ever do that. And this is the only time I wouldn't even consider doing that before. But, you know, just to consummate our marriage, I'd like to do that. Are these women that gullible to believe some of this stuff that these guys are telling them?
Well, you know, sometimes it's not that they are gullible, but a lot of times they kind of know better, but it's like they're already in too deep. They're in love with this man. They're hoping that he's telling them the truth. But, you know, there's a part of the brain that's saying that they may not be the truth. But then there's another part of the brain that says, well, you know what? He hasn't slipped up. I haven't actually seen it. He is telling me it's his cousin, and I haven't seen them do anything outside that's not right. So maybe I'll go on and believe it. So I really think that a lot of times in somewhere in our brain, we know better. But if the person is a good enough liar and we can't pick out that truth, we go along with it. Mm. It's a sad fact. But a lot of people do. And it has nothing to do with your intelligence. It has nothing to do with you being stupid. It has something to do with something deeper inside. We want to be loved, and we want to love. And we don't want to shake up that boat. We want it to be the fairy tale that we want it to be.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's interesting because, like I said, as I was reading some of the stories, it just seems to me that that would be a no-brainer. You don't have to even ask the
question. That would
be
a no-brainer for most people. Yes, it would be. But now you understand that this particular person went along with that. But now when you look into the story and my responses, what I'm telling them is, honey, look deeper into the reason why he wants you to do this and on your honeymoon. Well, you know, the story did go on. I did find out the situation later on, so there should be a plot B to this. But what happened was the male was bisexual.
Mm.
So what actually happened was he felt comfortable within himself to know that his wife also got involved with the same sex. So you know what I mean? So it really was something for him. I did it, and now you did it, and we're all
ridiculous.
In this together. So therefore, when someone brings something so horrible, I would say horrible, but risque to you, look beyond that. But she's already involved. I mean, if he were getting married and all this and he brings this to her, it could be, I don't want my family to know this, to break up the wedding. You know, it could be a lot of things. It's like, you know, somebody drew you in by trickery or deceit. So being deceitful. So therefore, when something like this happens, you have to look beyond, you know, what it may look like to others or your reputation, and you got to go to the jugular vein and say, you know what, something is wrong with this, and I might have to stop this right now, stop this wedding right now.
There's another situation that you described. There's a situation number 59. I will show up and surprise his butt.
That was a funny one.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. This woman is with this guy, And the guy apparently goes on, takes a lot of trips because of his job. She then routinely will come every couple of weeks to meet him in whatever city he's in. But someone has told her that the guy is perhaps cheating on her. If a woman has to show up and surprise his butt, we already know that this is a problem for this relationship. What type of advice do you give a woman who says, I'm going to show up at the nightclub, I'm going to show up at the office, I'm going to show up at at his mother's house to surprise the guy? I mean, is that a good thing for a woman to do?
Well, you know what? It's a human thing to do, but it's dangerous because, you know, anything can jump off at that point. I mean, if she goes there and the woman is there, if she goes to surprise her husband or her boyfriend and the other woman is there, a fight can break out, something horrible could happen. I mean, these are the logical things that we think about way after. But during that moment of, oh, my God, my man is with someone else and how dare him, you know, nature is going to make you want to go to do that, you know, so you really have to have a second thought on it, but it does happen.
I actually want to talk to you about Good Times, the series where you portrayed Thelma Evans. First of all, tell us, how did you land the role of Thelma Evans?
Well, it was very interesting, but I was in a beauty pageant, and just like, you know, it's really amazing, but a manager was there. And he came over to my mother and said, you know, they're looking for a daughter to play in a television show. And your daughter looks like she could fit in that role really nicely. So my mother took his card, and we went up to CBS and auditioned. But it wasn't that simple. I mean, it took months and months and months before I even heard if I got the part. I mean, I did. I went for the audition. It was like thousands of girls there. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, not me. I don't think they're going to pick me. And so then they did finally call me about a month later and asked me to come to California to audition with more finalists. And I did. It was four girls. It was myself and three others. And we auditioned back and forth for about 2 weeks straight. Then I went back to New York, and I didn't hear any more from them for another 2 or 3 months. And then I finally got the call that I got the part.
In terms of some of the relationships on the program during that time, JJ, that character always seemed to go out after a sexual conquest. What do you think about that? I mean, did he have any self-esteem issue? Not Jimmy Walker, but the character JJ. Did he have any self-esteem issues that caused him to always try to bed some filly?
No, you know, it's very, very interesting. But have you, you know, in that situation, he was, well, he was not, I used to call him ugly in the show, but deep inside, he was a very beautiful person, and that's what we tried to portray, that the looks didn't really matter, and that if he thought he was beautiful, and he did beautiful things, and he painted beautifully, you know, he was beautiful. That's what Esther tried to portray. She said, my son is beautiful, and that's exactly what he portrayed, and that was a wonderful message, because you know something, we should look at our children from the inside out, because sometimes children are so beautiful inside, but maybe they're not as attractive as you may want them to be on the outside. But if you start treating them like they're not beautiful, do you know that hurts them so deeply? It hurts them for their whole life. But if you show them early that, you know, beauty is inside, because you can be a beautiful person and very ugly inside. So, you know, to me, you're still an ugly person. But if you're beautiful inside, you have talent, you have a lot of gifts and things like that, that's what you focus on. And those children grow up to be quite happy and normal. So that's kind of what that Esther wanted to portray in Good Times with Jimmy Walker.
What about the relationship between your character, Thelma, and the husband, Keith, who suffered the broken leg and then ruined his football career? I think he was drafted to the NFL. That career was cut short.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about that.
Okay. You know, it's so funny when you said that. It just made me go back to one of the shows that we did. It was so cute. I actually watched several times, you know, as an adult. Now, I remember when he was acting up, and Thelma was always trying to please him. She was trying to please him in this particular episode. She was trying to be nice. Oh, Keith. And he was just being a madman. And so I was looking at Esther. I was looking at the mother, you know, Florida, and the way she related to Thelma. And every time Thelma would, like, get ready to go off, I would see Florida look at her and shake her head or wink or hold on, honey. It was to me, that was the cutest thing, because that showed that the mother knew she had wisdom. Esther had wisdom, and she was passing that wisdom on to her daughter, how to manage and handle her situation. And I really, really admired that. You know, I don't know if other people caught it, but I loved the way that came off.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
We're discussing the book Situations 101 by Bernadette Stanis. I'm in the studio with Reverend Stephen Thurston II, co-pastor of the New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago. Stephanie is an inspirational speaker. She is a life coach and a television host. She's also the author of the book, Be Sure You Dance. Let's go with you, Stephanie. What did you think of the book, Situations 101?
In reading the book, I thought that some of her advice was dead on. The author does a very good job reminding people that they need to be real and up close with what they expect from relationships. Not only that, what they themselves want out of a relationship, and then they need to share that information. And if you can't share that information, then she does a good job of telling you to get some counseling, to sit down and talk about it with each other. And I think that that's very good.
Okay, Reverend Thurston, what do you think of Situations 101?
I think it was a good book that displayed and outlined some very real and relevant situations that take place in relationship. Again, as Stephanie said, I believe some of her advice is dead on. Some of the situations I would have liked to get a little bit more information about them before I would follow the advice that she gave. But again, she knows more information than we do. But overall, a good book that put it out there in a real relevant way.
And I thought Situations 101 was a very good book. I particularly did like the fact that the way that the book was styled, it was set up in a manner that made it very easy to read. If you are going through a particular situation or you need advice in your relationship, the way that the book is designed, you really do not have to read the entire book.
Right.
You can look at the table of contents and select the issue that you may be dealing with or that may closely resemble some of the things you're going through in life,
yep.
Then you can read that particular situation or those situations that apply to your life. So it's almost like you can pick her brain, get her advice without actually having to talk to her just by reading the situations outlined in the book.
Yeah, I thought that was ingenious too. And some of her titles for the situations I thought were unique. And that you could easily pick out a situation, and the way it was written, you didn't have to be real enough to say, oh, this is me. You could say, oh, I want to see what she would say about this situation.
Right.
So I thought that was really cool.
Stephanie, what do you make of this idea we just talked about here about being truthful? Do you think that a husband should tell the truth when his wife tries on a dress, looks in the mirror, is ready to rock and roll, go out on the town, and she says to the husband, honey, does this dress make me look fat? What do you think? Should he tell the truth? In this instance, she does look fat in this hypothetical.
You know, men believe that you don't tell the truth, but women always want to know the truth, because I want to hear it from somebody who really loves me and cares about me, as opposed to hearing it somebody out in my circle at work or, you know, my social circle, because then it really hurts. However, like everything, there's a way you can say what you need to say without being mean. So, Bernadette mentions that in the book, is that try to find words that are kind or gentle words, not words that are mean.
Now, there was a situation that she discussed in the book, situation number 49. This creep brings her to church. In that particular situation, the couple had broken up. And the guy, I think they had been broken up for a couple of years, as a matter of fact. And then the guy starts to date someone else. And then he brings that person to the church that the previous couple had attended. Now, Reverend Thurston, what do you think of that? Do you think that that's a problem for the couple that breaks up? Let's say they're married, or even if they were dating, doesn't matter.
Right.
They broke up, and now they're dating someone else. Do you think that they're required to leave the church? I mean, do you see a problem with that?
No, they're free to worship. That's their church. That's what they come to. But I think the guy should have been more sensitive to the fact. I think he may have been trying to provoke jealousy or anger from the ex. But I think he should have been sensitive to the fact she still goes there. She may have some bad feelings, and the church is the place for healing and hope, not for her, not for the crew, the camera crew from Cheetahs to show up and drama to jump off.
Stephanie.
You know, I disagree with that a little bit. I mean, they both went to church. It was their church home. And it's sort of like a saying that my mother used to say is that you don't sleep where you eat. But since they both go to that church and they both our members, they're not together anymore. And I wouldn't have an expectation that he would change churches. I sort of would expect that he would bring his new significant other to church. And I would hope he would, because I wouldn't want them to have to end where they love to worship just because our relationship didn't work. Sometimes I think you have to be real about that, especially when you look at the kinds of relationships or kinds of people that you attract or that you're looking for. You know, circles are not very large. So, you know, when your relationship doesn't work, you probably will see them other places, like in church.
I think men love to socialize, you know, with the guys, right?
Right.
Now, I'm not sure about this, but it seems that women have a problem with this concept. And I'm not sure if why. First of all, do you think women have a problem with this concept?
Yeah, in some situations they do. And it seems that sometimes if you listen to the stories that it seems like the guys are hanging out with their boys during what I call prime dating time. Because both people work generally. The only time you have free where you can really have a good time without time restrictions is the weekend. But those are things that need to be discussed early on also while you're building a friendship.
Do you think it's a problem for that men do that?
I don't think it has to be a problem. I think that women should maintain their friendships as well as men should maintain their friendships, and that both should be free to spend some time with their friends.
Well, it seems to me that that's really the issue. It seems to me that a lot of women, the real problem is that those women don't maintain their relationships or their friendships, and then the men, of course, do. And I think just by nature, it seems that men like to spend more time anyway socializing with the guys and hanging out and kicking it. So maybe that's what is causing the problem, is that women don't understand this need of her man to hang out with these other guys. And maybe she even thinks that by him hanging out with them, he is more desirous of their company than hers. What do you think?
Yeah, I think with that, people need to learn how to cheat. And what I mean by cheating is what to cheat on as it relates to our time. But I also, you know, I think with this situation,
And you're not talking about cheating as in affair,
no,
extramarital affair.
Nothing like that. But cheating with our time. How much time is given to work? How much time is given with
exactly.
to your boys? How much time is given with your lady? And so at some point, you're going to have to cheat. You're going to have to steal time from something to put into something else. And I think if your woman starts to talk about, hey, man, you're not spending enough time with me, that should be a red flag to the guy that I may need to cheat on some of the time I spend with my homeboys, put a little bit more time into the crib. And that'll make things easier, get her straight, and then I can go back out and kick it with the boys.
We only got a couple of minutes left on the show. I want to get real quick a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the book Situations 101 by Bernadette Stanis. Reverend Thurston, you give the book a thumbs up or thumbs down?
I give it a thumbs up. People need to read it. They need to see their life and see what somebody else has done and what somebody else has to say about their particular relationship.
Stephanie.
I give it a thumbs up. I agree. People should read it. She does get some very good advice in a lot of the situations. So you just pick one, and I'm sure you can find the advice that she gives helpful.
Yeah, I give the book a thumbs up. I thought she had some very poignant and necessary advice. She laid the book out very well. You can pick those topics, and I think that's a very good thing that she's done. We've been talking about the book Situations 101. Stephanie, Reverend Thurston, thank you guys.